We're here to talk about proper prescription disposal, or drug take back, if you will, Mike. And today we just want to let folks know, why do we want to be careful about how we get rid of all of our prescriptions?
Well, Wes, obviously there's several reasons why this is a great program. Number one, you know, they ensure that all these prescription medications are properly disposed of. We get asked quite often about disposing them by flushing them down the toilet. Well, that's not really going to be good for the environment, and it may not be very good for your sewer, your septic tank. So also, it's used to prevent increased pill abuse and theft. If you've got pills at home that you may have been prescribed due to an illness or an injury and you're not using those pills, it's important to get those out of your medicine cabinet and get them properly disposed of. Keep them away from children, keep them away from potential threats. If folks know that you keep a backlog of prescription medication, it could make you a target.
Could be a reason for them to want to break in your home. Not everybody sees those pills as something that they're done with, and
yes,
they can just put them up.
Yes, sir. And again, I know that's something folks don't advertise, but you know, the main reason is to ensure that they're properly disposed of. And we have a location here at the Sheriff's Department. You can come through the front door, and immediately to your right, you'll see the pill box. And you can drop those off and be in and out in just a matter of minutes.
And is that something that is totally kind of anonymous, or will they meet a deputy to do so?
No, if they need any assistance, be glad to help them. There's folks, obviously the doors, when we're open, there are some folks up front. Also, there's deputies in and out, but they can do that themselves, or they can ask for assistance. We'll be glad to help them any way we can.